Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, draft fans. It's DW here for another edition of Inside the War Room. Thank you for joining me tonight, 11:01 Eastern Time. I've got a great show playing tonight. It's episode 11. We are in double digits now. Tonight, I will be joined by special guest Marville Saffold, wide receiver from Southwest Baptist University. He's an electric wide receiver who has a lot of value in the return game. He also has great hands in the passing attack. When you watch his film, you see an explosive guy that speeds out of his cuts, and he can get up the field. You know, NFL scouts love speed. He's a guy that you're going to look up, the one that's going to bring value to the return game, somebody like, you know, Jacoby Ford, somebody like Trenton or Drew Holiday, you know, a whole bunch of different guys that can really move up the field and make an impact. He's originally from Grandview, Missouri. He went to Grandview High School, and before he transferred to the school he's at now, he was at Missouri State. He was a Bear. He transferred out and went a little bit smaller, but the wide receiver is quite talented. Now he's at Southwest Baptist University. Tonight we will get to know him, talk about his journey going forward to the NFL. A lot of scouts, like I said, love his speed. I'm not sure how much buzz is around him. We'll get to that later on. Also, the three-wish segment that we always mention. If you want to follow him, follow his NFL, going towards his NFL journey. His Twitter handle is at capital NN, two capital NNs, capitalized SAFF85. That's how you can follow him. He's updating it constantly, training. He's getting ready for the grind. So we will get to know Marvell at a personal level here shortly. And he's about 5'9", 170, a really smaller guy, but he, like I said, explosive, a guy that you really want on your side. So without further ado, I would love to bring our special guest on for tonight. Marvell, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
How you doing tonight?
I'm doing fine. You?
I'm doing wonderful. It's been quite a long day for me. You know, I had an 8:30 to 5 job, you know, and then I'm getting the grind ready for our show tonight. I've been looking for it all day. You know, I evaluated your film. We'll talk. I've told our listeners a little bit about you, where your first school is at, your size, what kind of guy you are on film. You're an electric wide receiver who's a great returner. You've also got great speed, which scouts crave. I've talked about that, and also I told them your Twitter handle for them to follow you and your NFL journey going ahead. So I'm going to ask you some simple questions, then we'll get into some a little more difficult questions, nothing that's too out of the extraordinary, but something to get our the listener base familiar with you going forward in this big process and step.
Okay.
So I'm going to start with a simple question. Tell me about your high school journey to college, what kind of colleges were looking at you, and what you brought to a college roster coming out of high school.
I wasn't really looked at out of high school very hard. I had a couple D2s and one D1 AA Missouri State, but I played good in high school, and I had a lot of camps I went to, so I got a good look out of high school. but I really developed a lot when I got to college.
Well, tell me about the development. Sometimes guys take a few years to transition. Was it an easier transition for you, or did you have to understand the speed, or did it come naturally, and did you go right away into the scheme?
My speed has always been there, and it was kind of like natural for me. I just had to learn how to actually run routes and catch the football, but my speed has always been there.
So route running has been something that I'm guessing you're trying to improve on. What were you clocked at coming out of high school with speed-wise? I know some guys pride themselves. It obviously seems like it's something that you hold true to most wide receivers that are fast, but you're at a different level. What were you running out of high school 40-yard dash time?
I remember clocking a 4.5 my freshman year school, and everybody was laughing, saying, man, you're fast, and stuff like that. So that was my freshman year, but once I got to college, that's when I really opened up and finally ran a 4.3.
And 4.3 speed can't be taught. You know, so many people look at different route running and, you know, speed like that cannot be taught to anyone. It's something that, you know, is a gift and, you know, something that NFL team's going to look at. You know, you could be the next playmaker with that kind of speed. So
yeah, I heard.
The next process. Oh, go ahead.
I said, yeah, I heard of that a lot. Having 4.3 speed is what the NFL needs.
Speed is everything. Some teams just crave speed. They like guys that run the 4.3, the run the 4.2.1. I mean, there's guys out there that, you know, simply because it's the difference between them being undrafted and a guy that can go in the sixth round simply because he can run a 4.3 compared to his counterpart that runs a 4.5. So, you know, speed is definitely king in the NFL.
All right.
Well, the next part I'm going to get into, I'm going to discuss a little bit about the process. And we know you transferred. I told your listeners you transferred out from your original school. Now you're at Southwest Baptist University. Tell me about your relationship with Coach Robert Clardy and Craig Schuler. Both of them, I'm sure, have had an impact on your game. I know Robert's been a wide receiver coach for about 9 years now. I know he's really good at understanding of how to get open, how to get yourself. I mean, route running is something he really polishes on. Tell me about your relationship with your two coaches that you worked closest with.
Coach Clardy, I grew up a little bond with him. And when I first got there, he used to ask me, was I ready to play, and just to see where my head was, because I was the D1 kid coming in, and like they just wanted to see how good I actually was. So I think I showed them a lot this past season, to where like we had somewhat of a good relationship. So,
and what about your head coach, Coach Shula?
Coach Shula, he's a great guy. He's a character, but he's a great guy. He always pushed me even harder than any other player on the team. Like, he would sometimes tell me to go harder. You want to make the travel squad. He used to say a lot of stuff to get under my skin, to, I believe, to make me play harder, but I knew what he was doing it for.
And so many times it's a head coach that really gets down to the level of the player. He tries to really get them to max out. I wouldn't say max out their potential, but, you know, reveal the potential that's given to you. It's the reason why you're in college football. You know, there's a statistic out there, and I'm not sure exactly what it is, but you're in an elite group that, you know, made it through high school and is now in college, and you might be in even a more, you know, center group going to the NFL And, you know, I think it's great when a coach interacts with you, you know, Coach Schuler pushing you to be the best and Coach Clardy trying to really help you out to really show your potential. What kind of guy are you in the locker room? Are you someone that, you know, is fired up after every play, that, you know, fires up his teammates after anything? Or are you more reserved guy that, you know, does an individual praise, like, you know, gives a guy, you know, a pat on the helmet for a great catch and, you know, you do your next play? Are you the guy that is rah-rah, or are you the more of the laid-back type that, you know, understands his role and, you know, wants to help the team in any way?
I would say I'm, like, all three. Like, it depends on how I'm feeling that day. Like, but anybody could come up to me and say anything to me in the locker room, a joke or be serious or anything to me. And, like, I would be the type of person to engage in the conversation and talk to them or joke around with them. But when it's game time, they know, like, all right, Marvell's serious. He's getting in his zone and stuff like that. I think I live by example more than me having to say anything to anybody. I think that the people on the team saw the work ethic and the performance that I put out on Saturdays.
What makes you unique from your teammates? Is it something that you bring to the table, or is it, you know, we talked about your speed. What separates you from your teammates? I mean, I'm not trying to say that, you know, I'm not trying to down your teammates because they're all, you know, spectacular in their own different way, but what makes you unique? That's what I'm trying to get to.
I would say me staying after practice every time I got a chance. Like, even though we would be tired during two-a-days, I would always stay after practice and get extra catches with the third-string quarterback just so he could get his confidence up, even if he didn't get a lot of catches in practice, even if I didn't get a lot of catches in practice, I would still stay after and, like, run routes. And, like, even with the other receivers on the team, I would stay after with them, and like I would try to coach them up a little more because I was from the D1 level, and like show them new things to get open and how to catch the ball. So that's what I feel like separated for me from a lot of players on the team, was that I could, like, I just love the grind. I just love to get better.
And it's great a guy understands the grind, you know, his abilities, and also wants to help teammates. That's exactly what I'm getting from this. Marfield Saffold is a guy that is, you know, not only an electric player that plays with huge playmaking ability, but a guy that's going to help his teammates understand, you know, the playbook. They'll sit down and say, hey, you know, you're supposed to run a dig here instead of a slant. You know, that's the kind of guy I see from Marvell. The next part of my segment, I'm going to talk to you. I call it a shadow comparison. You give me a guy in the NFL you like your game around, and after watching film on you, I give up my comparison on who you remind me of.
Okay. I would have to say
it's
Deshaun
not really
Jackson.
A shadow comparison. Oh, Deshaun Jackson. Deshaun Jackson,
yes.
Is a. It goes exactly with what I've already said tonight. He's an electric playmaker, return ability. I mean, you always can go with Miracle in the Meadowlands, one of the best returns of all time. Also, you know, there's so much you can say about Deshaun Jackson. I see you a lot like Devin Hester, that you're an explosive returner, that you provide value in different ways for your team. Now, you're not the same size as Hester, but you have the same type of ability. If you get what I'm saying.
Yeah, I understand.
Devin Hester, or even Donnie Avery is another guy I think that you play a lot like. Donnie Avery was explosive out of college, out of Houston, was really fast. Donnie Avery was one that a lot of scouts liked because he was a good return man and he could get downfield really quick. And that's, you know, kind of who I see your game like. So I like doing that with guys. Sometimes guys are surprised. You know, I had a kid on here the other day, Aaron Wilmer, I compared him to Doug Flutie, and he didn't see that coming at all. But, you know, I always try to bring a comparison that guys really don't see very often. You know, everyone talks to playmakers. Some people say, you know, the typical guys. But I try to look at your game a little more in my standard of saying, you know, of course I want to say DeSean Jackson, and you know, but more guys that actually resemble your game, because DeSean Jackson's a great player. Everyone knows it.
Right.
The Washington Redskin player out of Cal. You could go along. He was very undersized like yourself.
Right.
I can see why you say it. But, you know, that's who I see yourself. Donnie Avery, kind of like a Devin Hester type. That's who I like your game. And I think that's high praise in both ways.
I mean, that was the first I ever heard about Devin Hester, but, hey, I'll take it. Devin Hester is a great football player.
Devin Hester, obviously one of the best return guys of all time, but also one of the best weapons. And a weapon is the kind of guy I see, you know, I don't know if you're going to be lining up as a receiver too much, but people are going to line you up in different ways and say, hey, we want to get Saffold involved in any way we can, because he's got the next level ability to make a play happen. Give him a end and around, and he's going to take, you know, 40 yards. So that's who I like. That, like, have you ever interacted with any of the alumni that have played for Southwest Baptist University? A guy such as, you know, who I'm familiar with is Stephen Cachetti, who played in the AFL for numerous seasons. Sometimes players aren't familiar with guys that have made it pro, but, you know, smaller schools, usually there's one or two guys that have made it, and sometimes they come back and give any words of advice or the transition. Has he actually come back, or any of the alumni has come back to give you any advice?
The quarterback, is it Steven that you just said? Wasn't he the quarterback?
Yes, from the AFL.
He came back, when was that? I think that was last summer or last spring. And we ran routes together, and he threw me about 100 balls that day. So I know him, and he knows of my brother and everything. So he was a good workout partner for a couple of days.
So he actually worked out with you. What kind of insight did he give you for the league? Was it, you know, saying, hey, it's a tough grind, you need to keep working? Or was it saying, hey, you just got to get the chance to prove it? What kind of advice did he give you?
He just told me to keep working. Like, clearly we were the only two people out there. It was me and one other dude. And he just told us if, like, we wanted it that bad to keep on grinding for it and like, keep chasing a dream, while everybody else is asleep, keep grinding. So, like, that was a big part of it, of what he told me to keep me going.
And, you know, so many guys that I mentor are putting through this process. I've got so many guys I'm helping out that I tell them, just stay humble and keep grinding. You know, don't worry about where you're going to be drafted. Just keep going, because if, you know, your hard work's going to pay off and something's going to click. It's going to be one scout to say, he's exactly the type we need. Marvell Stafford is the explosive returner we need in our game. He's the wide receiver that we need as a deep threat for our team. So, one of my last segments I like to do before the show is over, we got about 10 minutes left, is the three wish segment. You have three wishes. I'm your genie. You can wish for anything in the world except for you to instantly make it on an NFL squad or AFL, CFL. You can't wish yourself instantly on a team, but anything else is fair game. So you have three wishes to tell me what you want.
Let me see. First wish would be to buy my mom a house and have it paid for. My second wish would be to be healthy and wealthy. I don't know if that's that's two wishes, but
no, that's one wish. You put it in the same
okay.
sentence. I'll be lenient here.
Okay, well, health and wealth. And my other wish is to just be happy. I mean, everybody take this football stuff so seriously, and when you don't make it, everybody get down and say all type of stuff about it. So, and I know some former players that would really love to play, but it just seems like they're not happy anymore. So that would be my third wish, is just to be happy and live life.
Sports fans, he wants a new house for his mother. He wants to remain happy and humble, and he wants to have money and be healthy. I mean, money is obviously not the huge driven point, but to live comfortable. You know, I understand what you're trying to get to that, because I know you don't want to have anyone say you're just after the money. I mean, money comes with, that's the reward in life. So, you know, that's one of the things I tell people. The money will come. You'll get rewarded for hard work. So I understand where you're going with that. My last segment is, it's called selling yourself to a general manager. Who's your favorite NFL team?
I wouldn't say I have one yet, but my favorite player is on the Redskins, so I would have to go to the Redskins.
Okay, so you're a Redskins fan. Redskins are quite a, right now that it's been quite a mess over there, but, you know, the Redskins just hired a new general manager. I'm not sure if you knew that or not, but they just hired a new general manager. They got Scott McLaughlin, and I think he's going to really do some good things there. He's brought you in for a private workout. He sees something that he really likes. You just worked out for him. You blew him away with a 4-3-1, and he's really impressed by that. You caught 19 out of 20 balls on routes, and you've had a really good day. You sat down with the scouts for a few minutes, discussing, you know, about your family, about your time at your other college. And the scouts leave the room, and the general manager puts his notes away, and he looks you in the eye, and he says, "Why is Marvell Saffold a good fit for the Washington Redskins? You have 3 minutes to sell yourself, starting now."
I'm a playmaker. I'll show up on time, work after practice, and just keep grinding. And I have good hands. I'm a great route runner. And I could play punt return and kick return. So I feel like my ability to do all these things on the field would be the perfect fit alongside DeSean Jackson and other players for the Redskins.
Got DeSean Jackson, Pierre Garçon, a whole bunch of other guys that are up there. But wouldn't it be a dream come true to play with their idol? I wouldn't say idol, but your favorite player.
Oh, you said when did it?
Oh, I'm saying if it would happen, wouldn't it be crazy if you played with your favorite player, DeSean Jackson?
I couldn't believe it. I wouldn't be able to believe it, but it would be so real. So,
sports fans, draft fans, Marvell Saffold of Southwest Baptist University. He's joined us tonight, told us a little bit about his journey going forward toward the NFL draft. It's been a pleasure tonight, Marvell. Do you have any shout-outs you want to give to anyone, or, you know, say any thanks or anything? You have the floor now to give a shout-out to anyone you want.
Shout-out to my trainers, Zoe, Jermaine Saffold, Brandon Kenny, and everybody that helped me along the way through the process and kept my head on straight. Also, shout-out to my mother.
Marvell Saffold, once again, folks, thank you for joining us tonight. If there's anything I can do for you or Mickey from NFL Draft War Room, just tweet at me. I'd be more than happy to try to help you when I can. I can't guarantee to get you on the team. I can try to get you connected with some good folks. But thank you for coming on tonight. Thank you for taking time out of your busy schedule. I know that you're getting ready for this grind and everything else, but I wish you nothing but the best going forward.
Thank you.
Have a great night.
All right, man. You too.
That was Marfil Saffold, folks, from Southwest Baptist University. I just had him live on. We talked about various things. His favorite player, DeSean Jackson, electric type. They both have that possession that I really like, a returner. And, you know, he wants to prove himself. And, you know, Washington Redskins would be a good fit for him. And Marvell is, you know, not only a guy that's going to bring everything on the field, but he's going to help his teammates understand things. He's going to help them break down the playbook. He's going to be one to, you know, pick a guy up off the ground after, you know, he gets shoved over. He's going to stand up for his teammates. That's the kind of guy I see as Marvell going forward. You know, sometimes small school guys like this just need one chance. And if you want to follow his NFL journey going toward the NFL, follow him on Twitter, three capitalized N's, capitalized S-A, and two capitalized F-F's, 85, if you want to follow him through his journey going forward. Give him a follow. Show him some love. I really think that Marvell is just going to be a really good player if he gets the opportunity. So if you missed this interview in its entirety tonight, don't forget to check out NFLDraftWarRoom.com/interviews. Check out this interview from Marvell and numerous others I've done myself. And tomorrow night we will have another special guest on. I can't wait. I hope you're looking forward to it. Tomorrow we will have Rich Torres from Bell Harvard College. He's an offensive guard, D-tackle, mainly D-tackle. And then on Wednesday we will have another wide receiver, Jeremy Estradamer from Mansfield. We've got two teammates back-to-back. One Thursday we have Lavelle Spivey from Mansfield U. Both guys played in the Dream Bowl. I'm looking forward to having them on. But then next week we have our first long snapper. I'm looking forward to hearing about a story with a long snapper. I really, that would be Dan Jordan from Lockhaven University. So tomorrow night we will have Rich Torres Jr. from Belvoir College, offensive tackle. And once again, thank you, Marvell, for coming on tonight from Southwest Baptist University, the electric playmaker, the punt returner, bringing a lot of energy to an NFL team. So with that being said, I am DW, your host, on Blog Talk Radio with Inside the War Room. Thank you for joining me tonight for another edition. Tomorrow will be our 12th episode with Rich Torres from Belvoir College, almost at Belhaven. Thank you for joining me tonight. And with that being said, I hope everyone has a wonderful evening. Take care, folks.